Hello, is Thomas in?
Yes, hi, this is he.
Thomas, how are you? This is Seth McElroy. I'm with corporate HR here at...
Oh, hi. Hi, Mr. McElroy. How are you?
Congratulations on getting hired on.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Yes.
No problem. Listen,
I'm excited.
I know you start work in a week. I need to get a couple signatures from you, though, before you start. I didn't get you to sign your torment waiver.
Okay. Is that something you need me to come in for, or...
I can fax it to you. It doesn't matter. We just need the torment waiver signed before you start.
So I just wanted to be clear. What is the torment waiver?
It basically says that your boss, Mark,
yes,
can verbally or physically abuse you anytime he wants.
So the document itself says that, what is that? I don't know what that means, you know?
Well, okay, let's say you're sitting in a meeting. I'll give you an example. And
okay,
you say something that your boss doesn't like. And he stands up and he goes, "Hey, you head mother," right? In front of everybody.
Oh.
So we have you sign the waiver. So in case that happens, you know, we're all in the clear and we're all understood that, hey, that could happen from time to time.
I mean, is that something I could have a lawyer look at, or?
Sure, you can have a lawyer look at it. It just basically says that your boss can verbally or physically abuse you and you can't press any charges.
You're saying that that Mark could actually put his hands on me?
You know, let's say you're in a meeting, okay? And
yeah,
you say something that Mark doesn't like.
Okay.
And he gets up and just backhands you because he wants you to be quiet. We have you sign the torment waiver so that he can do that.
Wow. I'm all for, you know, tomfoolery in the office, but, I mean, if he puts his hands on me, I'm going to have to knock him out.
It doesn't happen often. I mean, let's get that out of the way.
You know, if anything like that should happen, I mean, isn't that like a civil rights violation?
Well, see, by you signing the torment waiver, it means that legally those things can happen and we go about business as usual. You know, hey, I got slapped in the face today, but I still got my work done.
So, you got to understand, I mean, with the economy the way it is, I've been looking for so long. I don't want to, you know, just walk away from it. Isn't there some way we can, you know, figure this out?
Yeah, there's certainly a way that you can still work here, and that's to not be a and sign the torment waiver.
It's like right there, that's completely unprofessional, and with all due respect, don't use that kind of language.
The way you're hemming and hawing right now makes me want to reach through the phone and just smack your face. Just a good one. Just right across the left cheek. Just make it red, you know?
And you're telling me nobody's ever responded, you know, because I'd slap the hell out of you.
See, now it sounds like you're vibing. Now it sounds like you're material.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I don't want to walk around for fear of getting punched in the face or punching somebody else in the face, because I get a bit of a temper myself and I'll knock you out.
How about I come over there and just give you a big uppercut in the jaw, huh?
You know what?
Make you sign.
You. And if you got the come over. Let's see what you got.
I'll slap this torment waiver down in front of you and make you sign it with your own face.
Well, screw you.
I'll come down there. I'll kick your ass and your friend Dave's ass. Both at the same time.
I got news for you. You wouldn't be able to handle it. Wait, Dave?
Yeah, your buddy Dave. You know Dave.
Yes. How do you know Dave?
Because he asked me to call you. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Yeah. Dave wanted to mess with you before you start your new job.
Oh, it's on now. Screw him. That's it.
Before you do anything to him, make sure you have him sign a torment waiver, okay?
Yeah, and I'll have you sign the up yours waiver. How about that?
Okay, that's a good one.